Welcome to eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host, and part of the e-learning team here at eMoney. If this is the first episode you're tuning into, or if you haven't listened to our first Decision Center episode, I'm going to suggest that you take a listen to that one before you listen to this episode. If you've already given that episode a listen, then you'll probably recognize our guest here, Group Product Manager Josh Belfiore. Josh is such an important part of our eMoney team and puts his heart and soul into the Decision Center and into creating a great planning experience for both advisors and clients. Part of what allows him to be able to do this is the fact that he used to be an advisor. He comes to the conversation with a unique perspective and lots to share about the Decision Center and what's to come for this part of eMoney. Hey, Josh, thanks for joining the podcast again, and welcome back. Hopefully, most of our listeners are familiar with who you are because you've been a guest on here before. So let's jump right into the Decision Center. For the advisor who is starting to dive more into the Decision Center and what it offers them, they might be noticing that there's a lot to cover within this part of the platform. So if you had to recommend that an advisor focus on one thing, let's say maybe it's a specific report within the Decision Center, what would that be?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me back, Kate. It's a great question. So let me tackle this question the following way. One of the overarching objectives of all of the work that we're doing in our system to improve it for our users is to make things a lot more efficient for them, to reduce, for example, the number of clicks it takes to do certain things. So from a top-level perspective, we're looking to consolidate a lot of functionality and content into Decision Center. So no longer have to hop between different workspaces. You can stay in one singular experience. And so in keeping with that theme, one of the pieces of functionality I think really gets at that is multi-view. Because what multi-view allows our users to do, and where I would be focusing and where we would encourage folks to be focusing, is it allows you to construct those dashboard-like views containing whatever content you want. Because oftentimes when you're exploring hypotheticals, you're trying to understand the impacts of those decisions across multiple outputs, whether that's a taxes visual or a cash flow visual, et cetera. So that multi-view allows you to see the impact simultaneously across all of those topics that are important to you or to your client. So that's where I would recommend people focus to the extent people haven't been experimenting with multi-view today. And I think what's really awesome about multi-view is we built it in such a way that our users can create multiple templates. So you could have a taxes-specific multi-view or a Monte Carlo-specific multi-view or a general one, which just makes it even more powerful and allows our users to create even more customized experiences. So I think that's the one feature to focus on. If I could cheat and just say one more, because I think this is also thematically important. One of our recent releases was the progress report. And I think what's important about this is it stitches together two really important things. One is the forward-looking asset spread to show the range of things that might materialize for a particular client, but it also allows you to display historical portfolio value. And the combination of that is really important because it allows you as an advisor to demonstrate the evolution of your plan over time, where you've been, where you are today, and what it is you're working towards. So it just paints a broader picture and gives more context. So multi-view, but also progress, if you let me have a second one, Kate.
Of course, you can have a second one. There's a lot in what you just said that I'm excited to touch on in this episode for our users, because we talk a lot about making business for advisors more efficient and also maintaining that effectiveness, you know, making sure that it's a productive experience for them while helping it to be an efficient one as well. So on the multi-view side of things, I'm excited to kind of dive into that a little bit more later in the episode. I think it's great that an advisor can take what they focus on in their business, for example, taxes, like you mentioned. It allows them to create a more personalized planning experience to what they're doing day in and day out in their practice. So I think that that's great. There are obviously a lot of other pieces to the Decision Center, and I want to touch on those before we revisit MultiView. So can you describe the relationship between the Decision Center solvers, plans, and what ifs?
Of course. I think that's a great question. So of course, and I'm glad you're asking this because we've added a lot to that left-hand panel in Decision Center over the past few years. And so I think it's good to get the chance to address what that side panel has become. So we have always had in Decision Center the, you know, techniques. So the plan that an advisor has built. And a couple of years ago, we brought what ifs into Decision Center, allowing users to demonstrate the resiliency of the plan they've built under different types of situations. So premature death, long-term care event, bear market, etc. You build your plan, those techniques, and then you stress it against whatever unforeseen circumstances you want to stress it against. And then our solvers come into play in the part of Decision Center we refer to as insights. And we call it insights because it's a general word that encompasses all that is in there today, but also all that we plan to put in there in the future. And so what we wanted to do with our insights or solvers, number one, back to what I said at the beginning about like everything's about trying to make the advisor experience more efficient. So how do we compress the amount of time it takes for an advisor to develop good advice to give to their clients? So we brought in these insights, these solvers, to allow users to click a single button and the system would look at all of the conditions that the user has defined already. So the techniques in the plan and whatever, you might see a plan that looks really positive, right? The assets are lasting until the end of the client's life. The probability of success is really healthy, but then you stress it against a premature death or a long-term care event, whatever it might be. And you see that the plan does not hold up as well as you had hoped. And so that's where our insights or solvers come into play is what can I do about this now? What are the options? What types of levers should I pull? Click a button. The tool takes a few seconds to load and out comes an answer to solve for the conditions that it sees above it. So if you're experiencing that premature death and you run that life insurance gap analysis solver, it will tell you how much more insurance the client needs in order to fill that insurance gap that exists. All about helping our users not have to guess and check manually, because that takes time. So not have to guess and check to arrive at answers, but instead click a button and the tool will give them the answers to achieve whatever probability of success they want, which is really important because oftentimes advisors are targeting a certain probability of success. So some advisors might think 80% is what we're aiming for. Others might think, you know, 85 or 90. So everybody's very different. All you have to do is input your desired probability of success, and the tool will figure out what to do to hit that probability of success based on the techniques and the what ifs that it sees. So those conditions that you've defined above the insights section. Good question, Kate.
Thank you. Those elements that you talked about really do go back to that point of creating a more efficient experience for the user. And I think it's really important to understand how all of them work together, because you can use one part of the application or one part of the Decision Center, but it's not there ultimately to be a siloed experience or to use on its own. We love to see advisors use these together. So kind of along that note, What reports would you recommend that advisors use in tandem with their clients?
Let me start by saying that the really beautiful thing about the e-money planning experience is the diversity of the reporting that we have. So everything from estate planning to cash flow to investment-oriented reports. And so when I think about a question like what reports to use with clients, I think back to my own experience as an advisor. And for me, while there were certain standard reports that we tend to use with all of our clients, things like balance sheet, asset allocation, et cetera, oftentimes we're incorporating reports into our narrative with the client that are unique to that client's situation. So for the client with estate planning needs, where objectives are to pass money to their heirs in a tax-efficient way, our estate planning flowcharts, for example, do a really good job of telling those stories. And that might make sense for certain clients, but for clients where that is not an objective of theirs, where their focus might be more funding their retirement objective, where are they going to pull those dollars from? How are they going to satisfy that retirement income need? A report like the cash flow overview might be a lot more relevant to them. So number one, I would say that it's important to understand the situation in front of each client. What are their unique objectives? And we've got the reports to be able to handle that. Again, whether taxes, estate planning, cash flow, et cetera. But the other thing that I think is really important here is what is the learning style or consumption preference of each individual client? You're always going to have a mix. So you're going to have some clients who are like, just give me, you know, the top level headlines. You're going to have other clients, those more engineering types, as we like to call them, that really want to get into the details. And so depending on those two things, the unique client situation and the way that these clients like to consume information, headlines or details, we've got the reports for that. So I think it has to be a situational thing, Kate. I think it has to be understanding objectives and preferences and then tailoring the experience around that.
I think that's great. I think it's really cool to see how advisors can take what we give them in e-money and really create that personalized experience, because I think that the personalized experience is ultimately what lends to a stronger advisor-client relationship, which is what one of the things that we want to help create for them.
Yeah, and if I could actually just one more point on that, and I think this is really important, because this is when we talk about Decision Center and e-money and our planning experience in general, it's very important that our users understand that it is a tool which is able to cater to the incredible diversity of clients that we have out there and advisor preferences. I tend to overuse Google Maps analogies. I want to use a Google Maps analogy here. I was recently driving from Rhode Island to Pennsylvania for a work event, and most people, I feel like, are just inclined to put in the destination address. It knows where you are today and it plots the route and you hit go. Let me tell you, Kate, I was zooming in to the entire New York City part of this drive to do everything I could to avoid driving over the George Washington Bridge. I was like, you are going to take me around this bridge. So I was really interested in the details, and Google Maps had the ability for me to dive to those street level details. Whereas you might have a lot of people that just don't care about it, or like, take me where you're going to take me. I want to just look at that high level line. So that same concept is relevant in wealth management, in financial planning. So it's very important, just like Google Maps, that Decision Center have the ability to deal with the high level or zoom into those details.
I love that. That's a great analogy. And hey, to be fair, I had never heard a Google Maps analogy for anything with the Decision Center. So I think that that's awesome. I do want to jump back to MultiView. Since our first Decision Center episode, we launched MultiView, which you did touch on earlier in this episode. How do you feel that this has changed how advisors are able to use the Decision Center?
It's made a really big impact. And let me say this, I talk with a lot, as many of us at eMoney do, we talk with a lot of advisors about the issues they're facing, because the intention, of course, is how do we solve those issues for them with our tool. We talk with a lot of advisors about the features that we have released to understand whether they actually solve the problems. And oftentimes when we're talking with advisors, we don't go in with any agenda necessarily. It's, you know, how are you using the tool? How has your experience been lately with all the enhancements we made over the past 6 months or year, et cetera? And one of the things that does come up a lot is multi-view, unsolicited. And the example that comes up most frequently within this gets back to what we were talking about before, about just making things more efficient. You get one dashboard type of view. People bring up Roth conversions as an example where multi-view has been really impactful. And the thing with doing a Roth conversion is, number one, it's a fairly common planning tactic that advisors will use, but also advisors tend to need to look at different visuals for different parts of assessing whether the Roth conversion is feasible, whether it makes sense, etc. So for example, looking at the tax bracket chart we have to identify where the opportunities are, looking at the total taxes chart to understand the impact of that decision on the client's total taxes picture, and then looking at a high-level view like the asset spread report to understand the impact not just on the client's total taxes situation, but now zoomed out even more to look at the client's total plan picture. How is it impacting their lifetime portfolio assets? And so it has created efficiencies for the way advisors not just do kind of more thematic planning. Think of things like, well, if I delay my client's retirement age or save more, spend less, so kind of big items, but even those more micro tax related decisions. And it's also important to call out that this is more or less decision center or interactive equivalent of the customizable plan summary report that we released several months ago, which has also been a really big hit. I think the theme there is, let me as an advisor have control over what I'm looking at all times and what I'm putting in front of my clients. So this is really one of those staple features that enables exactly that.
That's great. Yeah, I know. I've heard nothing but great feedback on this part of the tool. So I think it's awesome that it allows our advisors to do so many things and to look at things in different ways that they weren't able to before. What's one thing that you want advisors to know about MultiView that they may not know right now?
Good question. And this relates to something I just brought up about the customizable plan summary report. So one of the great things about MultiView is, like I was saying before, that you can create multiple templates. The thing that is not yet possible with MultiView is the ability to print them. Now, by contrast, our customizable plan summary report allows you to print that to include in a client-facing printable document, but you don't have the same flexibility with being able to create, save multiple versions of that. So the thing that our users might not know just yet is that these two very popular features will come together, that you will be able to print your MultiView dashboards, however many you want in combination, so multiple MultiViews in your presentations if you want them there, and that our customizable plan summary report will now allow you to save multiple versions of it. So can't print MultiView yet. You will be able to soon. And these two things will fuse together at a future point, customizable plan summary and MultiView.
Yeah, we want to give people the inside scoop. So thanks for sharing that.
Okay, Josh, I want to switch gears a little bit to talk a little bit more about the client portal interface. As you are well aware, we just launched a new client portal interface, which of course we're very excited about, very excited for both our advisors and the clients to experience something new. How are advisors able to use the Decision Center and the client portal together?
Really good question, because this is a huge focus for e-money right now. And in particular, the thing we're focused on is increasing collaboration between the advisor and the client. There was a time within the wealth management industry where meetings between advisor and client were all about the advisor presenting at a client. Now things are evolving more into a collaborative type of engagement where clients themselves are empowered to participate in the decision-making, in shaping the plans and their lives. So if we do this thing, it has an impact on this goal, etc. So that's a big focus for us, number one, collaboration. And one of the ways that materializes in our experience is the back and forth between client site and advisor site. So if I go a click deeper, one of the things that we're working on here is enabling advisors to be able to construct a narrative or a presentation within Decision Center, and then be able to export that narrative. So a series of reports in whatever order they want, export that directly to client site, so that the same visuals, the same live interactive nature of the reports that somebody sees in Decision Center can be exported one for one, pixel for pixel, onto client site. Gone are the days of exporting those stale PDFs, and soon will be the days of being able to export kind of that living, breathing type of narrative. So we're seeing the same thing, whether you're a client logging into client site or an advisor logging into advisor site. The other thing that's happening is enhancements to explore mode on client site. Again, all aimed at enabling the clients themselves to be able to pull their own levers where permission to do so by the advisor. And as they're making those decisions, the advisor is able to see the outcomes of those decisions that the client is experimenting with. So the client hits save on the thing that they're experimenting with on client site, and now the advisor has visibility into that on advisor site. That's functionality that's in there today. We're just looking to make enhancements to the explore mode functionality, as well as build out the robustness of the type of narrative that can be shared with clients. So really important, because that collaboration is increasingly important to end clients and to advisors.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely is. And I know that that's something that we've talked about on the podcast before, and we talk about a lot at eMoney. And, you know, ultimately, I think that really goes back to the topic of strengthening that advisor-client relationship. So I think that will be awesome.
Yeah. And if I could just add one thing, because I was talking about this recently. Before I got to eMoney, when I was an advisor, I was telling the story about how I had just wrapped up a meeting with a client. This client had been a longtime client of my team's. So even before I joined my wealth management team, we had just wrapped up a meeting. I'm walking her out of the office to the elevator. And just before she steps onto the elevator, she kind of looks back at me, grabs my arm and says, "Josh, I want to thank you for the way you guys have been involving us," meaning her and her husband, in these meetings. And then she kind of in a softer voice is like, "You know, it hasn't always been that way." And what she was referring to was that at some point in the past, her relationship with our advisory team was what I had just mentioned before, a lot about presenting to the client on mostly investment related topics. And it had evolved over time to be very planning oriented, but also interactive, collaborative with them. So they are literally saying, "For us, retirement is the most important, even if we can't leave a lot of money to our kids," or vice versa. So they're able to pull those levers themselves and understand the impacts of those trade-off decisions. And that contributes a lot to trust. So really important for those clients who are inclined to or want to some extent, be involved, to actually enable them to do so. And that's what this functionality we're working towards enables.
The more interactive the experience is, the more it allows the clients to really have a say and to have a deeper understanding of what it is that the advisor is providing them with, service-wise, and the advice that they're giving them or the insight that they're giving them into their financial life, which I think is huge. So definitely the Decision Center on its own really allows for an interactive experience, but I think it's really cool that the client can have their own experience even outside of that standard meeting.
Exactly. It makes it so that as a client, you don't have to be waiting, you know, every 6 months to meet with your advisor to experiment or explore with doing X, Y, or Z. If something happens in the markets, you're able to log in and see the impact to your plan of whatever is going on. So it just, it evolves things from like this periodic check-in with an advisor to something that is always there for you whenever you need it or want it. So really important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. With all that we've talked about today, we've really covered a lot of ground since the last Decision Center episode. And of course, we've released new things within the Decision Center, but there's also still more to come. What is one thing, or multiple, if you have multiple, on the pipeline for the Decision Center that you're excited for advisors to experience?
So for me, this is a straightforward one, because one of the themes that we've been talking about for a long time is making our experience a more intelligent experience. And we've seen us take steps towards that with the solvers that we've introduced into Decision Center. And we've always planned to go much further with those. And that is what's under development right now. What I mean by going a lot further is today, those solvers, think of those as individual or single point solutions. So when can my client retire in order to achieve her objectives? Or how much life insurance does my client need in order to fill that gap? So individual point solutions. Right now, we're working on functionality that will allow users to click a single button. The tool will assess all the data known about the client in context. So whether it's manually entered data or aggregated data, whether there's 30 data points on file or 300, it will analyze all those data and it will surface a series of insights ranging from simple things like recognizing a client isn't maxing out his or her 401k contributions, all the way to complex estate planning strategies and everything in between. So think of what a human advisor would be doing, which is analyzing the client situation and developing recommendations. And those parts of the planning process take a long time to do. With one click, the system will analyze and generate a series of system-generated techniques for the advisor to review. And the advisor is empowered to either accept any individual system-generated techniques or reject them, or accept all of the system-generated techniques in mass, effectively accepting the system-generated plan. And the tool, this is the important part of this, the tool will learn from the user's behavior over time in order to refine the types of outputs it produces to better tailor itself to either the advisor's unique planning style or the client's very personalized objectives. So system-generated techniques to save an advisor even more time as opposed to single-point solutions today. It's a really important enhancement, building out this more intelligent tech partner for our users. So that's without doubt what I'm most excited about for our users, for eMoney, because of its potential to allow advisors to compress the amount of time they spend on planning while still doing thorough planning, hyper-personalized planning, but compressing the time it takes to do so to free them to focus their time and efforts on those more relationship management, business development types of efforts. So this is the functionality I'm most excited for. Thank you for asking, Kate.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's very interesting to hear about, and I think it will be interesting to our advisors as well, especially because we've talked a lot about, you know, making business more efficient for them while still maintaining the effective nature. We, of course, don't want them to lose that, but also creating that super personalized experience for clients. And clients' needs are going to vary, and they will always vary. That's not going to change. So kind of us changing and us adapting to create an experience for them where they can personalize it for clients' needs, I think is really essential. Josh, thank you so much for joining today. I really appreciate you hopping on, and I know that our advisors who are listening in will as well. Super informative, and I hope that they leave feeling really excited about what's ahead for the Decision Center and also excited about getting in there and checking out some of the stuff that is already there, but maybe they have not implemented into their practice yet.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Thanks for listening to this episode on the Decision Center with my guest, Josh Belfiore. There's a lot to unpack in the Decision Center, so I want to remind you that if you have questions about features in this part of the application, you can access a ton of videos and other resources in our help menu, which you can find on the navigation bar at the top of your screen when you're logged into eMoney. And as a reminder, you can connect with us on any podcast-related topics or items at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. We'll catch you on another episode soon.